Welcome to part two of Anatomy of a $78,044.80 campaign. My name is Dave D. Glad you're listening to this. If you have not downloaded the handout yet, make sure that you download the handout so you can follow along. It's really important. You can just put this on pause, download the handout, and it's something you're probably going to want to print out as well as keeping your swipe file, because this will be something that you'll be able to take, use, and model. If you've not gone over part one yet, make sure you look at the video that I created about part one of this series, where I showed you the psychology of the sales pages, gave you a great tip for creating instant income with a sale immediately after opt-in. So make sure you go watch that. Today we're going to talk about, well, how do you actually get people to take action via email? What is the psychology behind that? Now, as my wife likes to say, I'm an idiot savant. She calls me an idiot savant. I'm really, really good at a very narrow area of things. And outside of that area, I'm really not too bright. But one of the areas that I'm really, really great at and one of the best in the world at is writing emails that get results. And I want to teach you how to do it here in this very brief recording and show you with actual emails what I did, and how you can take it and how you can model it. Now, the campaign that we're going to go over here was specifically used to drive people to register for a webcast. That was the entire purpose of the series of emails. And it is extremely important that you know what your outcome is whenever you do anything like this. You need to know what your outcome is. So my outcome wasn't to get people to buy my product. My outcome wasn't even, quite frankly, to get people to sign up for the webcast. My outcome was to get people to click on a link, to get people to click on a link and hopefully entice them enough so when they got to the page, they would then opt in. You see, the page, which I showed in the video for part one of this series, is what gets them to opt in. A big mistake that people make with their marketing and their sales materials and even their in-person sales presentations is trying to get a piece of your presentation, a piece of your marketing, to do more than it's supposed to do. So again, always begin with the end in mind. I've mentioned this many times, but it's so important. So the purpose of this email is to get people excited enough to click on a link to go to a page, and then the page is designed to get them to opt in. So let's look at these emails. On the surface, they may look very, very simple to you, but they are very powerful. So email number one. So because I was offering a live training, my subject line was Psychic Sales No Cost Live Training. Again, surface level, that looks very, very simple. But let's break that down a little bit. Notice I did not say webinar. Notice I didn't say teleseminar. Okay, notice I didn't say webcast. I said training. I have found in testing that I've done that the word training gets a higher open rate than teleseminar, webcast, video, or anything like that. Why? Well, because people want to get training. They want to learn something, okay? And so training is very, very powerful. The word live. This is mission critically important. When you're doing something live, make sure that you let people know that it is actually live. The psychology behind this is there's more excitement around a live event than there is around a pre-recorded event. It's just the way it is. In fact, I was talking to some of my friends the other day about how we like to watch football games. Even on my teams, the Miami Dolphins, I still like to watch the games. When they're on live, it's just not the same when you record it and go watch it back later, even if you don't know what the outcome is. So the word live is important. And then having psychic sales in the subject line is really important in my case because there was built-in demand, as I talked about in the first video, for people to learn more about this through the articles that I write in the GKIC No BS newsletter. So people were looking for in training on psychic sales. So it was really important that I had that phrase in there. If you look at the very beginning of it, it says, this Thursday, you're invited to join me and my special guest, Frank Mass Control Kern, for one-time only live training on mastering the art of selling one to many. So I immediately tell them when this training is, all right, And I have that, I don't know if you can tell, but I have that hyperlinked to the sales page. So one of the things that I like to do is put hyperlinks throughout my sales pages to make sure that people have an opportunity to click on it whenever they want to without having to scroll down. Now, then the next sentence is, during this no-cost training, you'll discover secrets most people will never know about making sales, from webinars, teleseminars, videos, and in-person presentations, to explode fireworks, explode like fireworks display on a 4th of July. Okay, so I have a swipe file, and having a swipe file is really important. This is one of the pieces, these emails are something you're going to want to add. So where did I get during this no-cost training? By the way, no cost is important. This no-cost training, you'll discover secrets most people will never know. I actually got that from Eben Pagan on his Double Your Dating site. If you go look at Double Your Dating, he's got a very similar headline like that. So I took the basic premise, I filled in the blanks of what I'm talking about. Explode like a fireworks display on the 4th of July. That's actually from copywriter Jeff Paul, something that he used that I kept in a swipe file so I can combine it together. So one of the ways to write copy very, very quickly and effectively is to have a swipe file of proven materials you can take and that you can use and adapt. Now, the next thing is bullet points. So I give bullet points, and all of these bullet points that I have here are formulas. And I'm not going to go over each one of the bullet points, but I do want you to study them. There are a couple of things I want to point out. First of all, take these bullet points and turn them into a template for your swipe file. Turn it into a template for your swipe file. So, you know, how to is a classic one, right? I use that twice right in a row. The three most powerful, the seven most powerful. How to use, the number one secret. All of those are templates, okay? All of those are templates. But I want to go into a little bit deep here. Let's look at how this is actually constructed and how it's visually appealing. What you want to do is create, in any type of marketing, other than maybe a classified ad, anything that has some length to it, is a double readership path. A double readership path is where someone can just skim this and understand what we're getting. Now, this is a very, very short email. But again, there are a lot of words on it. So by bolding it, people can see, get deep into the mind of your prospect, control the minds, right? So they can see all of that stuff. Now, quite frankly, advanced technique that I learned from master copywriter John Carlton. And John and Dan did a seminar together a while ago. Last year, actually, it was a closed-door seminar, but it was absolutely phenomenal. One of the things that John Carlton teaches is that you want to have what is called the extended bullet point. So most people have bullet points, but if you notice here, all of mine are extended bullet points. So after how to get deep into the minds of your prospects so you know exactly what they desire, I then continue that thought by extending the bullet points. Now, you can use an ellipses, the dot, dot, dot. You could use a dash. In this case, I chose to use parentheses where I said, do this and you'll create offers so irresistible, you'll create a stampede of people with credit cards in hand begging to buy from you. All right? Powerful copy there. Powerful copy. And it extends the major thought. The next one, how to control the minds, audience, emotions, and actions of people who are watching or listening to your presentation. The extension of that is, this is controversial because it involves real mind control, but it works. So again, I'm extending the thought, I'm making the bullet point even juicier. A little tip that you can use yourself when thinking about this is to make part of your bullet point a negative or pain-motivated bullet point. So if you go back to the seven triggers video that Dan Kenny and I did, and there's a link to all the videos below this tutorial. If you go there, Dan talks about seven triggers, and pain and a shame, and all of those are triggers. So what you can do is you can incorporate those triggers as part of your bullet point, okay? As part of your bullet points, and then the extension of your bullet point could be the positive benefit of actually taking action, actually doing the thing. So you could say something using negative and then positive. So remember, as Tony Robbins says, people are motivated by two twin forces, pain and pleasure, and we want to use both of them. So again, that may sound complicated, but if you go watch the video that Dan Kennedy and I did, the first video about seven triggers, and then obviously watch all the videos, but if you go that, you'll see how you can take those triggers and incorporate them into bullet points. Then taking the John Carlton idea of extending the bullet point, you can then use the pleasure aspect of them taking action to motivate them. All right. Then I do something which is different, and I don't always do it, but it's different than what I've seen a lot of other people do. A lot of other people will say, this is a must, this is the must go to event of the year. This is something you've got to see. This is, and they really push it hard during the close. What I have found is that in either selling via email, selling in person, selling over the telephone, when you use that kind of language, in many cases, the prospect resists it. The prospect resists it. So I use the sentence, if this interests you, reserve your spot now, then put the details on your calendar so you don't forget about it. Okay? Now I notice that there's some typos in here. I actually, the PDF that I gave you here actually was a draft of the emails that were not edited. But you get the point. All right, so that should say not forget about it. So again, but let's look at this here because it says if this interests you, you need to reserve your spot now. So I've got the interest you, but here's the other thing. One of the things that I teach in my psychic sales courses is when doing a presentation, you've got what are called embedded commands. Embedded command is you tell somebody what you want them to do, but you bracket what that phrase commanding them what they want to do around two other things in between two other things. So in the embedded command here is in print, it's you need to reserve your spot now. Reserve your spot now. That's the embedded command. And it is automatically embedded because it's hyperlinked, so it's going to be underlined and a different color. All right? Then we've got another link to the registration page, and then we have the PS. The PS is really, really important. And again, this one I'm using the if you notice with this PS, I'm using the psychology of making people feel like, hey, they don't really know the real secrets, that they're quite frankly, if they don't learn this, they're at a lower level than somebody who knows this. So, the whole keep up with the Joneses, now don't be left behind, that kind of thing. When I say one of the best ways to make a big jump in the money you make is to graduate from one-on-one selling to one-to-many selling. It doesn't matter what you're selling. It doesn't matter what business you're in, but the key word there is graduate. Graduate from this to this. Okay? Email number two. The subject line is Frank Kern Me and What You'll Miss Out On. Now, Frank was actually only on this teleseminar for maybe 7 minutes, 10 minutes. It was funny. His wife was actually in labor, and Frank just did this as a favor for me because he actually got my psychic sales course, used it, and just totally transformed the results that he gets from the stage. And so he wanted to do something for me. So this is what he did. Now, if you're listening to this, you may not know who Frank Kern is, but in the world that I was selling to, okay, into the GKIC world, the company that Dan Kennedy founded, that world, Frank Kern is a celebrity. He is a celebrity in that world. Now, if you walk out onto the street and you ask somebody who Frank Kern is, they're going to have no idea who he is. But inside the GKIC membership, who this was going to, Kern was a celebrity. And we know that adding celebrity to your promotions in most cases increases results. So that's why Kern is mentioned in this email. The next sentence, the first sentence actually, after the subject line is, if you want to make money quickly in big chunks, and I respectfully suggest that missing this live training I'm doing on Thursday would be a mistake. Again, it's fill in the blank. You can fill in the blank with anything you want. If you want to blank and blank, then I suggest, respectfully suggest, do you see, this is just a template. It's just a template. You've just got to fill it in with whatever it is you're selling, whatever it is you want the person to do. The next thing in this email was I wanted to overcome objections. So think about, how can I overcome objections? And I did that by saying, I understand if you don't like selling, it's probably because no one has ever taught you how to do it properly. All right, so I'm overcoming objections there. And then I'm going into the benefits of learning what I'm going to teach. Always be talking about the benefits, the main benefits, that the hot button benefits that your prospect wants. It's never about you. It's always about them. And it's always about the transformation that they're going to receive. I'm always talking about transformation. I'm always talking about outcome that my prospect is going to receive. And I do that in my emails. I do that also, obviously, in the webinar or in the webcast or in the teleseminar or in a live person presentation. I'm always talking about what they are going to get. All right? And then you can read the rest of the email. You can see how it – but it's basically follows a very simple formula, and just take it and use it and model it, okay? And then finally – email number 3, which for some reason here on your PDF is marked email number 2 again. And don't worry about that. Again, this was a draft, but the only thing that was changed was, you know, typos and stuff. So you're getting the actual main thing here. Well, the subject line for that one is what I said earlier, right? Idiot Savant reveals all. Great subject line. Now, this is one that you're probably not going to model. Probably one that you're not going to use yourself, but the psychology is it makes people want to open it, right? And it also has something else which is really important whenever you're doing any type of presentation, one-on-one, one in person, is to be humble. It's to use self-deprecating humor. It's to make yourself seem real. So if you go back to the very beginning of this recording and you listen to it again, and I hope you do, one of the things that you'll notice is at the very beginning, I said, you know, my wife calls me an idiot savant. I'm not good at a whole bunch of things. All right, now, why did I do that? Well, because if I just came out and said, hey, listen, you should listen to me because I'm the best email copywriter in the world, you're going to be thinking, this guy's a jerk, right? And it's gonna turn you off. It's gonna put up a resistance in you because I'm not being humble. All right. Now, after listening to this, you may still think I'm a jerk, but and that's arguable. But the point is that using that type of thing makes you seem human, makes you seem likable. But here's the psychology of this email. This email is designed to show that I'm excited. That I'm excited about the thing that's coming up, and that my enthusiasm will transfer to them. So if you can see here, it says Dave D here, and I just can't wait for 8 o'clock to roll around because that's when I'll be revealing the psychic sales one-to-many sales secret during a live video training. All right, I say that I'm exciting. One of the things you need to remember is that selling is a transference of emotion. That's part of it. It's transferring your belief, your energy, your emotion to your prospect, all right? So then I tell them that if they haven't registered yet, there's still time. I say, by the way, I'm not sure if I'm doing a replay or not. And that's the case, by the way. We're not going to get into all the psychology behind whether you should do a replay. That's beyond the scope of this program here. But I wasn't sure if I was going to do a replay, and there was no question that it was going to be for a limited time. All right? So, again, the point here is that I'm using that scarcity factor. I'm saying, if you listen, this is going to be really cool, and if you miss it, if you don't sign up, if you don't show up, you're probably not going to make it. And then I do a payoff with the subject line, because remember, subject line is idiot savant reveals all. So I do a payoff of that by in the PS by explaining what I'm talking about there. All right. So there always has to be a payoff. So if you're going to tease the audience with a weird subject line, there's always going to be a payoff, a tie-in. By the way, it doesn't always have to be at the beginning. Most people who I see doing this do the payoff too early. They do it right away. And the beauty of not doing the payoff right away is it kind of drags the reader through your copy, makes them keep reading it to see what you're talking about. The final thing here is a testimonial that I received. And again, social proof that what I'm teaching absolutely works. Social proof is, and this is a whole other topic, is not 100% necessary to your success. Testimonials, believe it or not, are not 100% necessary for your success. If you have them, you can use them, but if you don't have them, don't let this stop you from using it. All right, so there you go. You've got the emails, a few typos in them, but very, very valuable. These things work like gangbusters. Thousands and thousands of people signed up for the webcast, and the webcast was extremely successful. Now, in our next series, we're going to close this up about how you actually make the sale, the sales page, and some really cool closing secrets. By the way, as I've mentioned over and over again, Dan Kennedy and I recently did a video series entitled Make Them Buy Now. They're really, really funny. And more, well, let me check that. They're kind of funny. They're kind of humorous, kind of entertaining, but they're really, really valuable, where Dan really goes deep into the psychology of creating marketing materials and sales materials that work. The videos are free. All you got to do is click the link at the bottom here, or if you're listening to this on your iPad, just go to www.daved.com/MTBN. DaveD.com/MTBN. All right, I'll talk to you in the finale of this series in just a couple days.